new year, and welcome to the Munchkin Minute, your bi-weekly look into some tabletop gaming news and more. I'm your host, Dan, board game manager, your news for the week of January 3rd, 2022. Hope to cram in a bunch of big news, which shouldn't really be hard because there's only really one Kickstarter project of note to cover. But there's a lot of crazy news out there, so I'm going to start off with, of course, the huge news story of last month, which, surprise, revolves around Asmodee. So as many of you know, and might have remembered, right after I dropped this last Munchkin Minute of 2021, there was a huge announcement that Asmodee was sold to the Embracer Group. Now, they're known a little bit more for their video game stuff, but this was a huge announcement as they paid roughly $3.11 billion, which was more than twice what was previously purchased. PAI was paid for as what they paid for Asmodee. I think it was like 1.14 or so is what they paid for Asmodee initially. Now, this started a few bits of news over the next week about Asmodee. So next after that news came that all the other games, all us gamers really don't want to hear that Asmodee would be increasing some of their prices across the board, which isn't great news because they said that already earlier in 2021 that they were increasing some of their prices, and then they did it again later in the year, you know, in December. So with the distribution, raw materials, marketing, etc., they stated they're going to need to increase prices again. But as we all know, there's a certain breaking point to which consumers or gamers, everybody just aren't going to pay anymore. So we'll really keep an eye on this as this year goes on. We'll see in 2022 and beyond what the prices look like. Now, in the last bit of news that came out business-wise, not game-wise, from this whole Asmodee thing, was that they've evidently acquired Miniature Market sometime last year as well. It wasn't a big thing at the time because we never saw any big announcement about it, but it kind of came as a bit of a line item in a conference call about the bigger acquisition. So the next big question, of course, is, well, Miniature Market, being a great online game dealer, but they have great prices, but now what? I mean, are the prices going to go up now that Asmodee has them? Are they going to kill it all? So they released a statement shortly after that saying that, you know, you had to sleuth out all that news anyway, but there was a statement that they are committed to keeping the Miniature Market pricing competitive and fair. And to be honest, I didn't notice any prices being bad at all in the last 4 to 6 months of Miniature Market. So maybe that's just a yet another thing we're going to have to keep an eye on this year is, you know, see what the pricing of Miniature Market looks like, because it's always been a great place that I really like to go to for some purchases. You know, of course, there's always your friendly local game store, but Miniature Market was always another good retailer. I'm going to hit some quick game releases, but Asmodee, before I hit some other huge gaming news that came out as well last month. So Asmodee USA announced the release of Star Wars Jabba's Palace, a love letter game. Now, this is a new version of the, you know, the normal love letter. And of course, there's been probably one of the most reskinned and re-kind of changed game is Love Letter. This one looks like just another reskin with just kind of the Star Wars theme on there. Another good twist on it. This one will be out next month. It'll be about $15. It looks pretty good, and probably another good addition if you kind of dig the Love Letter games, which they're just amazing 20-minute games to play. You can play while you're waiting on your food at a restaurant, or kind of as a filler between other games while you're waiting for another table to get done. But it's a very, very solid game. So this one, it looks just like the rest. So if you're looking for another Love Letter game, check that one out. Now, as with the announcement last month of one of my favorites, Lorenzo Il Magnifico, Asmodee also announced a re-release of another one of my personal game favorites. This was my game of the year, I believe, in 2018 or so. It was a few years ago from Coimbra. Now, Coimbra is going to be re-released at the end of this month. It'll be about $70. This is a heavy Euro game. This plays in about an hour and a half to 2 hours, depending on how many times you played it. But two to four players. This is from Flamina Bersini and Virginio Gili. Again, medium to heavier weight game with dice as kind of your workers and drafting those dice as well. I absolutely love this game. Can't recommend it enough. So if you like Euro games, this one is, it'll be $70 and it's a heavier Euro, but it'll be available again later this month, because I knew it was a little bit hard to find, I think, out of print. So finally, in Asmodee release news, there's another version of Patchwork that'll be out. They just kind of had the Halloween one and then the Christmas one. There's going to be a Patchwork Valentine's edition that'll release this month. It'll be about $35. It's just another holiday version. This one with a tweak theme, obviously, for Valentine's Day. Instead of quilting, you'll be making a box of chocolates. I'm a sucker for these versions of Patchwork. I absolutely love the game. If you haven't checked out Base Patchwork, it is on BGA online, but you should be able to find these anywhere you find your games, but this looks like a really cool theme to it as well. Now, the other huge news was from Funko Games, put out more info. I kind of teased this one a while ago when they just had a little bit of a teaser about the Jurassic World, the Legacy of Isla Nublar. That will be out on Kickstarter on March 22nd of this year, March 22nd, 2022. Now, I mentioned this a few months back. It's a legacy game which you'll be building your Jurassic Park over the course of many games and unlocking dinosaurs for the park and playable characters. They put out a nice video. I'll put a link to the Funko video where Funko and Press Barrel Hall, they discuss about it because it looks absolutely amazing. I mean, I try to think I have too many games or enough games already, but man, this one looks really good. From what I can tell, they say there'll be a Kickstarter in March, but the game will deliver this year, this summer. I know that's odd, but from what I can tell, I'm pretty sure they know this one's going to sell a few million dollars worth of copies. I mean, probably in the first week, it'll hit like a million or 2 million. So they probably just decided to just go ahead and throw it into production because they know they're going to kill it on this Kickstarter campaign. So expect this one later this year, maybe even by the normal Gen Con this summer, maybe even see it for sale there. But definitely get in on that Kickstarter because I'm sure there'll be some extras that you'll want to get in. And that'll be, again, the end of March. I'm sure I'll be announcing it here on the Munchkin Minute as well. Over to some AEG, Alterac Entertainment Group, another one of my favorite publishers. They're going to release or re-release this Mystic Veil. Well, it's going to release a Mystic Veil Essential Edition. Now, Mystic Veil is designed by John D. Clare. This Essential Edition will be out in March. This was teased a few years ago, but now it's finally getting this U.S. release that they wanted. Now, Mystic Veil is kind of a card crafting game where you're putting these transparencies as you construct your card. Now, it's kind of a deck building, but you start off and you only have the same amount. So it's not really deck building. It's more like card construction of your deck, because you have a set amount of cards. I think it's, I'm trying to remember if it's 10 or 12. I think it's 12 cards in your deck. And there's different slots. There's an upper, a mid, and bottom slot on these cards. You're buying the different upgrades to your cards, and you're putting them in there. And you're just trying to not spoil your grounds. That's why it's Mystic Veil. You're trying not to spoil. It's got a little bit of a push your luck element. Trying to get some victory points. Also get some of these other cards that you can purchase. There was a constructible trick-taking game that he put out. I can't remember that one, but that was also a very solid game. But this was one of the first ones that really hit it big for him. But this one will be $90. It's going to have the three expansions with it. Veil of Magic, Veil of the Wild, and Magic. Of Storm. So check that one out. Really, really solid. Also from AEG, Meeples and Monsters is going to release in April. This is a bag building game, an engine building kind of bag building game by Ole Steinus. I absolutely love Ole Steinus. What a great designer. He did one of my favorites, Champions of Midgard, and he also did Police Precinct. This one was Kickstarted last year and will be out in April. I'm not sure what the price will be. I think it's going to be about $60 for that one. But this is a really cool bag building game, kind of a worker placement bag building game where you're trying to, you know, go around. It's got a little bit of a dungeon delver and such, and you're trying to fight monsters and kind of go on to the lodging and part of your player boards, and you're getting victory points by defeating monsters and completing quests and such. But it really looks pretty solid. I haven't got a chance to play this one yet, but check this one out. Again, it'll be out in April. That'll be Meeples and Monsters. And finally, a big bunch of announcements here. Level 99 Games put out a press release highlighting all their plans for this year with some coded code names for all their projects. They do this kind of in their email that they sent out. In their press releases, they tell you they've got a lot of these code names and they tell you like what part of the production they're in. But they kind of highlighted all of them. I'll go over now all of these pretty quickly. I love Level 99 Games. They put out some amazing games like BattleCon, Argent the Consortium, and my favorites, Millennium Blades, Bullet, and Imperial Spells and Steam. Oh, that's absolutely my favorite of theirs, Imperial. What a great game. So Nightjar is the sixth season of Exceed, and it's going to be unveiled in January, middle of January, about 18th. And it's going to be available for pre-order with Premium Collector's Edition in early February via the online store. The new season is going to introduce some exciting new mechanics, plus a two-fighter dual deck that's a great starting point for new players. Now, Project Crow. Crow is a new board game based on a well-known video game IP. They haven't said a little bit anything about it, but they're going to be announcing what that actually is in March, so look for that. So it'd be cool to see what they've got in store there. Magpie is just a release of Millennium Blades. It's going to be addition to the Millennium Blades. They're reworking the production line a little bit. A larger, all the mini expansions are going to be in there, but if you already have Millennium Blades, I don't think there's going to be anything really that new that's going to be in there. But if you haven't gotten Millennium Blades yet, this will be a good launching point for you. Snowy Owl is a new role-playing game set at Argent University. So that's kind of the theme of Argent the Consortium. They've got the university there. You're going to have some magic school role-playing in the past, but nothing will prepare you for the unique experience that awaits in Argent. So that looks very cool as well, especially if you like kind of the different take on RPGs. Condor is a reprint of BattleCon 4th Edition. Not really a lot of major changes in this one, but if I recall correctly, this has been out of print for a little while and people have been clamoring for a new reprint. So that one is Project Condor. That'll be out sometime this year. And finally, probably the one that I'm most interested in, Project Falcon is a new game of tactical conquest from designer Trey Chambers. For the first time, you will be able to lead the nations of Indines in a geopolitical struggle for control of the continent. War is multidimensional, and you will need to manage your economy, magic research, political connections, and military tactics in order to prevail. This one will be out late this year, quarter four. I'm a huge Trey Chambers fan. He did Argent Consortium and Imperial Spells and Steam, so he always likes to bring a nice Euro touch to the universes of level 99. So this one is probably the one I'm most looking forward to. It, unfortunately, I'm gonna have to wait till the end of the year, but looks very, very cool. Some good announcements there from level 99. Check those out, and I'm sure I'll be covering them as we do get more information. Only really one Kickstarter of note. This is typically a smaller or kind of a lesser Kickstarter time of year. Usually kind of towards the end of the month, it starts ramping up a little bit again. But I'll start this one. This is the only one I really saw that I really liked. This is Call of Kilforth, a fantasy quest game. Now, another one where I'm not sure how in the world I managed to miss these Kilforth games. These are by Tristan Hall and Hall or Nothing Productions. I believe the first one was Gloom of Kilforth, a fantasy quest game. Plays in about an hour to 3 hours. A bunch of different kind of scenarios or campaign kind of play. You play 1 to 4 players, and this is an easy one to play as one player, just kind of the way you play it. There's a bunch of different expansions here. There's the Shadows of Kilforth, and then, of course, like I said, the Call of Kilforth here, which just looks amazing. You get a kind of a race and a class there for it. You're going to set up kind of the deck of what is kind of you have to do, kind of your saga card for each one of the players, and then you're going to build the world, and then there's going to be a lot of monsters out there, a bunch of different encounter cards, there's reward cards, skills that you can get, and then different things that happen at night, and then more plot and story that happens, and then a really cool there's loot and treasure that you will get out of, you draw kind of out of a bag. This one looks absolutely amazing. So the overview, you're going to experience the immersive original tabletop fantasy world in Call of Kilforth. They'll have 25 days to develop their powers and defeat the evil entity called the Ancient. So you're going to have to, throughout, you've got a certain amount of time, basically a certain amount of rounds to get powerful enough to defeat the Ancient. During the day, you're going to travel through the land, overcome encounters, and gather rewards. And then each night, the Ancients will place plots in a game that heroes must resolve or ignore. If the time runs out before an Ancient is defeated, you are engulfed in gloom and the heroes lose the game. So it is compatible with the other games, Gloom of Kilforth and Shadows of Kilforth. And then the new Call of Kilforth is also a complete standalone game, as are the other two. So it looks really, really cool. This one only has about 5 days to go. As with most big Kickstarters, this one is well-funded, over $250,000 as is recording. You'll have, as you hear this, you'll probably only have a couple of days to get in on it, but there are a lot of different ways to get in on this. So you can get the new game is about $71 US. You can get, of course, there's a lot of piecemeal where you can get a little bit of everything in there. If you want to pay for $270 or even $500 US, you can get just about everything in the deluxe editions. Again, this is another game where I'm just not sure how in the hell I missed out on this, because this is right up my alley and right everything I love about kind of campaign games and building the world and kind of playing out almost like a book as you're playing these games. But check that one out. Call of Kilforth looks absolutely amazing to check out, and shouldn't be too hard to get in on that one. Again, probably only, I think it's only about $70 to get in on this edition, which is a standalone game. Thanks for joining me today. If you see any news you think I'd like to feature, shoot me a message at GeekJockDan on Twitter. And please check out MajorSpoilers.com for more content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. And also check out my other show, The Geek All-Stars Podcast. As always, I'm Dan Dan, a board game man, and I'll see everyone in a couple weeks for another Munchkin Minute.
Major Spoilers Podcast, copyright 2009.
Major Spoilers Podcast, copyright 2010.
Major Spoilers is copyright 2011. Major Spoilers is copyright 2012. Major Spoilers is copyright 2013. Major Spoilers is copyright 2014. This podcast is copyright 2015 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC. This podcast is copyright 2016 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC. This podcast is copyright 2017 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC. This podcast is copyright 2018 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC. This podcast is copyright 2019 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC. This podcast is copyright 2020 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC. This podcast is copyright 2021 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC. This podcast is copyright 2022 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.